Our office does a lot to help with broadband. We do a lot to help with online databases so that a small library that might not otherwise have access to that material can make sure that their patrons have access to it. A lot of times it's printers or a scanner or new computers, just trying to make sure that the technology is available there. In a lot of our counties, the best broadband that you can get is at the library or other public buildings. Sometimes it's not easy to get good broadband at your house, so we want to make sure there's a place for everyone that they can go, be they students that want to take a test, want to take a distance learning course, be they individuals that are a little bit older that want to apply for jobs or do online interviews. We want to make sure those resources are available to them. I think libraries are kind of the quintessential thing that government ought to be. They are a resource and an avenue for people to be the best that they can be. When you go to a library, the librarian or the director or whoever it is, they don't ask you how much money you make. They don't care about the color of your skin. They don't care about whether your parents were born in that county or whatnot, what your faith is or lack of, whatever. They're there to help you. And you can go there and say, I'd like to know more about this. And they will do their best to find every possible resource for you, and they'll lay it before you and say, here's what we have. If you want to use any of it, do. If you don't, don't. That's what I think government should be about, creating an environment where people can be the best that they can be, but still allowing those people to make their own decisions.